Prisons are deceptively peaceful just before the dawn, before the first watch officers trudge through the gatehouse, before the inmates wake up and their cells are unlocked for breakfast, before the intensity of hundreds of the state's worst criminals being confined together builds for another day like an electric hum that will only take a spark to explode. In those grey hours where you can barely make out the fences and cell blocks, it's calm. Everything is clean, ordered, in its place. It's 5 a.m. as I lever myself out of my battered Corolla and look up at the monolithic walls through bleary eyes. It's unusual for me to enjoy a full night's sleep. Over the years, I've come to accept that I'll be woken either by the withdrawals or the nightmare, sometimes both. In either case, I usually decide to use the quiet time to work before the place wakes. Lately, guilt has been added to my insomniac cocktail. It feels like a black hole in my stomach, eating away my sanity. Some nights, all I can do is curl into a ball, pull the covers over my head, and beg for it to pass. But this morning, none of those things woke me. It was a different feeling altogether, one I can't place. Whatever it is, I don't like it. I know there's something strange about Justin Jones immediately, from the second he sits across the desk from me, in fact. He's put on a good act, I'll give him that. His face is a mask of contrition. It's all there, the lowered eyes, the clasped hands, the lips pulled low at the edges. But I can't see any authentic feeling behind it. His expressions appear to be learned behaviour rather than genuine emotion, like he's studied videos of remorseful people admitting their guilt. Celebrities, politicians, murderers. That can be a sign of psychopathy. I make a note on my pad. Nice to meet you, Justin, I say. I'm Dr. Laura Fleming, and I'll be taking over as your psychologist. He's a low-security inmate, so his wrists aren't shackled. His handshake is exactly the right duration and firmness. Nice to meet you, Laura. Liz and I had a great relationship. I was disappointed to hear she had to finish up early, but excited for her, of course. The way he uses my first name irks me. I resist the urge to tell him to call me Dr. Fleming. No point getting him offside too early. I already have bad news to deliver. No baby on the way for you too? Or husband in the picture? He glances at my left hand and I feel my face freeze. My thumb automatically goes to the underside of my ring finger, feeling nothing but bare skin. It's been so long now. When will I get used to it? I grit my teeth. He has a clear disregard for boundaries. I make another note. Justin, I would like to get back to the reason we're here. Of course, he agrees easily. His gaze drops to the folder sitting in front of me. So you've got all of Liz's notes? I do, I say evenly. Her reports are glowing. There's no other word for it. I spent the morning trawling through them, over 100 hours worth. Every piece of information is positive. His post-treatment report for the violent inmates program, tick. His behaviour in prison report, tick. His case notes from officers and case managers, tick. But it's not just Liz's records. Court transcripts state he took full responsibility for the violent attempted robbery of a Star Mart, which is probably why he only got a head sentence, the maximum sentence to be served, of 8 years for aggravated assault causing grievous bodily harm. The assault was so vicious it left his victim permanently unable to walk. But Jones wrote a long and heartfelt letter of apology to his victim, which he'd read out in court. In it, he'd said all the right things and expressed all the correct emotions of a remorseful offender. Since being inside, he hasn't had a whiff of trouble, hasn't been in any fights, hasn't even talked back to officers, for God's sakes. He's held down a job in the metalworks for the last 3 years, making fireplace grates and furniture. On paper, he's a model inmate. I should be impressed. But I know that inmates who are convicted of violent crimes can't just switch their aggression off, especially in a place where tension constantly eats away at the seemingly endless days. Their offending history is usually the result of failures in psychological development as they grew up, personality traits, mental illness, or learned behaviours. The prison system is designed to rehabilitate offenders and break the cycle of crime, but there are only so many things the system can address, and this is reflected in the high recidivism rates. So Jones either rehabilitated completely soon after he came into Westmead Prison, or has been manipulating everyone around him to believe he has. Manipulation can be another trait of a psychopath, born of their lack of empathy. I know Dr. Carpenter said she would recommend your release, I say. This is why we're sitting in the interview room next to my office. Jones is up for parole and it's my job to assess if he's a risk to society. Psychologists are often consulted when the offender's crime was particularly violent, even if they had exhibited no psychological issues before or after committing their offence. Jones's previous psychologist, Liz Carpenter, had to go on maternity leave early due to preeclampsia, so I was asked to take on some of her clients. I'm the last hurdle Jones has to clear to be released early. He's done 6 years of his 8-year sentence. His non-parole period is up and he wants his freedom. Beneath the repentant front, desperation simmers. But I'm not going to use her report, I tell him carefully. Muscles bunch along his jaw. Jones is a good-looking man. If it wasn't for the bottle-green tracksuit, he could pass for one of the dozens of professional visitors, lawyers, social workers, who use the interview rooms every day. His jumper, emblazoned with New South Wales Corrections, looks like it's been tailored to fit his lean, muscular frame, which is no mean feat. Prison uniforms are notoriously unflattering. One size fits most. Shapeless. Usually baggy, but sometimes straining across guts that spill over the waistband. Often stained with God knows what. Food, semen, blood. It's best not to look too closely. What does that mean, he asks. It means I'm going to write my own report for the parole authority. We're going to have some sessions together and then I'll make my own recommendation. He stares at me as he takes this in. The silence feels oppressive. Thick pads of black soundproofing block out the chinks and clangs that form the soundtrack to prison life. The rooms double as interview spaces where lawyers can talk to their clients. I'm used to the silence, but with Jones it unsettles me. I suppress a shiver. I'm suddenly glad of the duress alarm at my elbow. But Liz said you'd just sign off on it because she was the lead psych. She said it would be fine. He pronounces this with the confidence of someone used to getting their own way. She said the same thing to me during handover, but I need to consider all the records and notes to make my own assessment. His knuckles whiten. This isn't going to plan for him. But his mask stays firmly in place. My hearing with the parole authority is in 3 weeks. It needs to be done by then. At the hearing, the government-appointed chairman and his panel will consider a range of factors, including the safety of the community, the remarks of the sentencing judge, Jones's insight into his offending behaviour and his attitude. My risk assessment report will strongly influence their decision over whether to grant Jones parole. I'll have it finished by your hearing date. Everything's got to be good though, he says. My reports, my case notes, I've never got into trouble in here. I've progressed to low security. There's suppressed tension in his voice. I realise just how badly he wants this release. That's not unusual. Most inmates want to get out of here. But they usually present as excited or nervous during my sessions, not wound tight with barely restrained desperation. I make a note, then look up to see him watching me with narrowed eyes. That's all correct, Justin. And I meet his gaze and I catch a flash of rage, which he shutters quickly. Then my right ear pops with a flash of pain, like someone has plunged a knife into it. I stifle a gasp as the constant buzzing I live with 24 hours a day explodes from background noise into a familiar, high-pitched ringing. Pain burns along my ear canal. And? I concentrate on taking shallow breaths, in and out, through my mouth, thinking of the painkillers at the nurse's station. The insidious voice, never far away at the best of times, whispers in my head. A couple of tablets and the pain will be gone. Just this once. It won't matter. I grit my teeth and think of Riley. I won't give in. I'm so close. 27 days left. And I keep breathing. In, out. In, out. Liz's advice will form a large part of my report, along with all your supporting documentation. His hands loosen a fraction. That's good to hear. He rewards me with a smile that wouldn't look out of place in a toothpaste commercial. How is Liz? Has she had the baby? Yes. In, out, in, out. That's fantastic. Boy? Girl? I had my bets on a boy based on her cravings. Superficial charm, I notice vaguely, one of the main traits of psychopathy. I need to get out of this room. Even talking exacerbates the pain. I'll make an appointment with your case manager for our first session. Please return to your cottage, Justin. His smile drops like it'd been held up with strings. He nods once and gets to his feet. I'm suddenly aware of how much bigger than me he is, how trapped I am between the desk and the wall. I'm sitting closest to the closed door, as I've been trained to do, but it's at least 2 paces away. The searing pain in my bad ear has spread throughout my skull, blurring my vision and disorienting me. He leans over me, so close I can see his eyes flash with malice. I inch my elbow towards the duress button. A humorless smile crosses his face when he notices, and he draws back. I'm looking forward to it, Laura. His voice is silk. After that, I know you'll do the right thing and recommend my release. It's a complete sentence, but the rest is left unsaid. The meaning is implicit. Or else.